Welcome to this Bible Truth video on the subject of Russia and Syria foretold in the Bible. The prophecy of Russia coming into Syria is in the 11th chapter of the Bible book of Daniel. You will likely be aware that in 2011 a civil war started in Syria. By 2015 the war was going badly for President Assad of Syria. And so he asked President Putin of Russia to provide military help, which brought Russia into Syria. Since then, Russia has had increasing levels of control over Syria, just as Daniel chapter 11 predicted. Now, why is this so important? Well, because Daniel chapter 11 was written 2,500 years ago, and yet predicted Russia's role in Syria in our times. That's amazing. It also proves that the God of the Bible exists. What man could predict world events so far ahead as this has done? But you see, God can do that. He claims it in Isaiah 46, declaring the end from the beginning. I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. Now, let's have a look at the background of this prophecy in Daniel chapter 11. At the very beginning of the prophecy, in verse 2, it says, "There shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer, for he shall stir up all against the realm of Grecia." So there's three kings plus one, four of Persia being talked about. And this is, of course, because this was written BC 536, during the time of the Persian Empire. But it talks about a mighty king shall stand up. Who's this mighty king? Well, it's none other than Alexander the Great. And you can see on the screen that there is a map of Alexander's empire, which he took in a very short space of time, and then in BC 323, Alexander suddenly died. And the prophecy goes on to say, "And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken and shall be divided toward the four winds of heaven." And this came to pass exactly because his four generals took over the empire. But very quickly, it turned to being just two generals. And that was Seleucus, who became king of the north, and Ptolemy, who picked up the area of the south. And what these two generals did is they proceeded to fight for centuries. And Daniel 11 predicts this. So in Daniel chapter 11, and here's just a few verses selected that show you the terms king of the south and king of the north are there many, many times. And so in verse 5 it says the king of the south shall be strong. Verse 9, so the king of the south shall come into his kingdom, that is the king of the north's kingdom. Verse 11, and the king of the south shall come forth and fight with the king of the north. Verse 15, the king of the north shall take the fenced cities of the king of the south. So you can see that the prediction there is of constant fighting in great detail between the north and the south, the king of the north and the king of the south. Well, when we look at this a bit further, we discover that there's some very important things being said here. First of all, why is the territory of the north termed the king of the north? We find that that term is used when there is a foreign power in control of the area of the north. Similarly, king of the south says that there's a foreign power in control of the south. And this was the case with the king of the north and the king of the south because they were both Greeks and their dynasties, their Greek dynasties, ruled those territories of the king of the north and the king of the south. Now in Daniel 11, verse 3 through to 35, it outlines what would happen in the Greek period, blow by blow, right up to BC 64. And then in verses 36 to 39, it describes what would happen in the Roman period, right through to AD 70. And then there's a big gap. And verse 40 to 45 talks about the time of the end, which is from 1917 onwards. Why an 1,850-year gap? Why would that be there? Well, it's because during that time, from AD 70 until 1917, Israel wasn't there. The Jews were not in the land. They were in exile. And so it's completely skipped over that period of time. So what happens at the time of the end? Verse 40, it says, and at the time of the end, so this is a Bible term that means the very last days of this world as we know it. And it says, shall the king of the south push at him? Well, in 1917, Britain was in Egypt, and as part of World War I, they went north out of Egypt and pushed the Turks right out of the area of Palestine. And then we move on to the second part of verse 40, where it says, and the king of the north shall come against him. He shall also enter into the glorious land, that is, the land of Israel. So here's a response from the king of the north. But the king of the north has got to be established again to do this response. It means there has to be a foreign power in charge of the king of the north's territory, the principal territory of which is Syria. And lo and behold, we find that there is a foreign power now in charge of Syria, and that's Russia. And they come down into the land of Israel. It says the glorious land, which is a term for the land of Israel. Now, there's actually a parallel prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38 that describes a very similar sequence. Now, this is in one of the videos that we've previously done entitled Russia's Next Move Foretold in the Bible. And what it describes in Ezekiel 38 is all the countries on the map in red coming against Israel, and all the countries in blue opposing that. And there is a huge conflict, and then God intervenes. We find the same sequence happening here with the king of the north coming down into the land of Israel. First of all, we find that the king of the north doesn't stop at Israel. The king of the north keeps going. And so it says in verse 42, the land of Egypt shall not escape. Notice that the land of Egypt is not termed the territory of the king of the south. Why? Because there isn't a foreign power controlling Egypt at that point in time. At present, Egypt is controlled by Egyptians. And so it fits our day exactly. There is no foreign power in control of Egypt at this time. So, what then happens? Well, verses 44 to 45 explain this. But tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. So this is the king of the north, and he's in Egypt. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy, and he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas, that's between the Mediterranean Sea and between the Dead Sea, in the glorious holy mountain, which is the place of Jerusalem. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. So we have a description of the destruction of this invader, this Russian-led invader that has come against the land of Israel. And we can identify exactly what happens, because the prophecy goes on in Daniel chapter 12. We know how God intervenes, because it says in verse 1, at that time shall Michael stand up, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, Daniel's people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book, which is a term for the book of life. And then we come to verse 2, which is an absolutely amazing verse. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth, this is people that are dead, shall awake, they'll be raised from the dead, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. So what an amazing picture there is presented in these verses at the beginning of Daniel chapter 12. It describes God intervening and setting up God's kingdom on the earth. What a wonderful prospect there is that comes out of this prophecy of Russia being in Syria. We would like to draw your attention to the fact that there are other Bible Truth videos that are available on our website at bibletruth.net.au/videos, and these are on a range of Bible subjects and we'd encourage you to have a look at those.